Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on in. It is another edition of Phillies Today. Kyle Forsini back with you guys for another half hour on this Tuesday morning, November 4th. At the time of this recording, by the way, it is election day in New Jersey for the governor's race. So if you are a New Jersey resident like I am, hopefully you guys are out there at the polls voting, getting all that stuff done, doing your civic duty. We just had the World Series end, which we will talk about a little bit during this episode. One of the best World Series we've seen in the last 25 years. A really, really good World Series between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Heartbreak for the Blue Jays. I thought Jeff Hoffman was going to nail that down, secure the first World Series in Toronto since 1993. They were going to go on and beat the Dodgers. And unfortunately, you know, he gives up the home run to Miguel Rojas, and the rest is history. Dodgers tied at 4 in the ninth. They get a run in the 11th inning on a Will Smith home run, and that is enough to get them the World Series title. Just very, very heartbreaking stuff for the Toronto Blue Jays to not be able to get over the hump there and win that World Series. I really thought that they were going to do it, and very, very tough to watch that unfold. If you were, I mean, I was a neutral fan for the World Series. I didn't really care who won. I you know, for the Blue Jays' sake and Jeff Hoffman and Sir Anthony Dominguez and those guys being former Phils, I was pulling for them a little bit. Like, I did want to see Jeff Hoffman close the door and close out a World Series. All the things that have happened in his career, I know that we're not happy in Phils land that he was let go, but that's not by his own doing. You know, the Phillies weren't confident in his physical and didn't want to offer him a bigger contract. He goes and signs with Toronto and almost turns to gold right away. But he doesn't get the job done in the ninth inning. He blows that save, and Sir Anthony Dominguez works out of a jam in the 10th inning, I believe it was. But regardless, very tough if you're a Toronto fan or if you're somebody who just, like, you know, was kind of a neutral fan. It was tough to watch them blow that in the fashion that they did. But the Dodgers are back-to-back World Series champs. It's the first time that there's been a World Series repeat champ since 1999 and 2000. The last time that there was a back-to-back champ was the Yanks in 2000. I wasn't even 1 year old yet. I was born in 1999. I was coming up on a year old about 2 months after that World Series that the Yankees won in 2000 over the Mets. So I had never seen a repeat champ, so it was very cool. You know, it's cool to see that happen. For, I mean, baseball had the most parity in sports where you just weren't having repeat champs. It was a new champ every single season until now. So kudos to the Dodgers. I am kind of glad the Phils lost to the best team. I think we knew that going in, that, you know, that series might be the toughest one. Now granted, they ended up going 7 games with Toronto. That was a great series, but that may have been the toughest series that the Dodgers were going to have to play. Turns out that it was. So, you know, happy that the Phils ended up losing to the team that did go on and win it all. In some news yesterday, it was announced the MVP finalists for the National League, as well as the Cy Young finalists in the National League and the American League. We'll go look through some of the awards that are potentially going to be given out in about a week's time or so throughout Major League Baseball. So start with the American League just to get this one out of the way. the Most Valuable Player awards to the net to the American League, the three people that are finalists. I'll give you a second to try and guess. Think about who you think might be an AL MVP candidate. Two of them should be very obvious. The third one, I wasn't sure who it was. My girlfriend was quizzing me on these yesterday, and I didn't realize who the third player would be in the American League. All right, time's up. Here we go. The Most Valuable Player award in the American League, the finalists. Aaron Judge for the New York Yankees. No surprise there. He was the MVP in 2022. He was also the MVP in 2024. Had another outstanding season this year. He hit over 50 home runs. No surprise there. 137 runs, 124 walks. His slash line was 331, 457, 688. Like, Aaron Judge is just a mutant. But he is one of the finalists for the MVP in the American League. Second to him is Cal Raleigh of the Mariners. He's the second finalist. Obviously, Raleigh, one of the greatest seasons, or the greatest season that a catcher has ever had. He reached the 60 home run mark. He also drove in 125 runs and had a 948 OPS and a 169 OPS plus. What a season. I mean, what a year from Cal Raleigh. By the way, he also did that while catching over 1,000 innings behind home plate for them. So just a phenomenal, phenomenal season from Cal Raleigh. I kind of give the edge to him. You know, I know Aaron Judge had a great year, and Aaron Judge always seemingly has a great year, but I think he might be able to get a little voter fatigue with Judge just continuously winning MVPs. And so I think that that kind of does tip the scales a bit in the favor of Raleigh, whether or not that should be justified or not. That's kind of the way that I look at it. I think he's going to have a leg up. And then the third one just kind of feels like this is a participation trophy. Jose Ramirez of the Guardians. He's one of the baseball's best players. He's so consistent. He's been doing it for such a long time. He recorded his second straight 30-40 season. He finished with 30 home runs, 44 stolen bases. He hit 283, 360, 503 is the slash line with a 137 OPS plus in 158 games for the Guardians, who had that ridiculous comeback, by the way. 15.5 game deficit they come back from to win the AL Central. Just nuts. And then end up losing in the postseason to the Tigers, the team that they chased down from being 15.5 games out. So those are your finalists for the MVP in the American League. Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh, and Jose Ramirez, those three guys. Let's go to the AL Cy Young Award potential candidates. Hunter Brown is one of the three finalists for the American League Cy Young. He kind of came out of nowhere. He had a good finish to the 24 season, but really became the top, you know, the frontline starter in that Astros rotation this season. Took the bull by the horns and just kind of took it and ran with it and became one of the better pitchers in the American League this year. Finished with a 2.43 ERA, 206 strikeouts, and a 1.03 whip. An opponent's in 2.01 off of him. So a great season from Hunter Brown. Garrett Crochet, obviously another one in the Cy Young Award candidacy. Phillies could have, you know, tried to get him from Toronto, tried to get him from Chicago last season or last offseason. Didn't work. They weren't willing to bite on it. The White Sox weren't. So Phillies ended up just bringing Jesus Luzardo in instead of going after Crochet even harder. Luzardo, obviously a great pitcher. He had a very good season this year for the Phillies. Not quite Cy Young candidacy, but a very good season. And Garrett Crochet in his first year for the White Sox does crack the top three for Cy Young Award voting. Great season from him, 205 and a third innings pitched with 255 strikeouts while also having a 2.59 ERA. I mean, he's one of the best in the game and proved that this season. And the other finalist in the American League is Tarik Skubal. Won the Cy Young Award last season, somehow just pitches an even better season in 25. He had a 2.21 ERA, a 0.89 whip. Just a ridiculous season. He threw 195 and a third innings and recorded 241 strikeouts. He'd be the first back-to-back winner of the Cy Young in the American League since Pedro Martinez in 1999 and 2000. Now, the NL has had a few repeat winners over that span, but, I mean, we got the first repeat World Series champ since 1999 and 2000. Maybe we also get the first American League Cy Young Award back-to-back winner since 1999 and 2000 as well with Skubal. It would not surprise me if that does happen because of just how good of a season he had. I mean, he's kind of like Aaron Judge where it feels like you could just continuously give the Cy Young Award to Skubal every year. I mean, he's that good, and it feels like he could always win it if he's just pitching the way that he's been pitching. So he is another opportunity, probably a really, really good one to win back-to-back Cy Youngs. All right, let's go to the National League, the MVP finalists in the National League. Give you 3 seconds to think about it. Obviously, I think, you know, two of them, you might not think of the other one. He had a very good season, but some were calling it a down season. I don't know why they ended up calling it that, but we'll get to him in a second. It is Shohei Ohtani is one of the finalists. He's going for his third consecutive MVP award in his fourth in 5 years, which would put him in Barry Bonds, the category, as the only four-time MVPs in MLB history and the only player to win 3 MVPs in a row. Shohei has a hitter bat at 282 with 55 homers, 20 stolen bases, 102 runs batted in, and an MLB high 146 runs scored, and the NL best 1.014 OPS. As a pitcher, 287 ERA, 62 strikeouts, and 47 innings over 14 starts. I mean, I don't know how you don't always just give the guy the MVP, and that's the annoying part is like, is he just going to be a guy who's winning MVP every season? And is it really nothing you can do? You know, he does do both. He pitches, he hits. By the way, he's phenomenal at both. We forgot how good of a pitcher he was until watching him pitch again this season, because it had been, what, 2 seasons since he had thrown off of a mound? And he comes back for the Dodgers this year. He's pitching in the World Series numerous games. He's pitching great in the playoffs. He does it great in the regular season. You forget he throws 100 with wipeout breaking stuff. Like, he was winning the MVP as a hitter last season and as a DH, and he's just probably going to win it again this year. And like ho-hum, you know, he could seemingly win it every season. You know, I just don't know if Shohei's going to have a bad season in him. You know, throw that with back-to-back World Series on his resume, he's all of a sudden not just some great player. He's a great player who's going to have a heck of a lot of accolades by the time his career is over as well. All right, our guy, Kyle Schwarber, MVP finalist, for the first time in his career, obviously helped the Phillies win the NL East title. He was the NL home run crown with 56 home runs, one more than Shohei Ohtani, so he does have him there. He led the majors with 132 RBIs. He's received MVP votes, by the way, in all four of his seasons as a Phil. Believe it or not, he has received MVP votes in all four of his seasons as a Phil, and he has the most home runs over that time period in the NL of any player. Is 187 home runs in his 4 years as a Philly. Man, I hope we get to see an MVP in Kyle Schwarber, but I just don't think that we're gonna. I really don't think that we're going to. I hope that the voters shock us, but I mean, it's going to be Shohei. It's going to be Ohtani, and probably justifiably so. As I was saying, you know, he's been that guy for... When did he come to the MLB? I think like 2018 was Shohei's first year, which is nuts because he's been here for almost a decade now. And, you know, it feels like we're still watching a treat every time we watch Shohei Ohtani pitch. It's crazy that he's been doing it for this long now. But again, he feels like he's just the lock to win MVP every year, barring an injury or barring him, you know, collapsing and not having a good season. It just feels like he's always... going to win the MVP. So Kyle Schwarber, I think, is the only other one that can give him a run for his money, because the third finalist for MVP in the National League, Juan Soto, first season with the Mets, Soto was an MVP finalist for the third time in his career, along with the 2024 in the AL with the Yankees and in the NL in 2021 with the Nationals. Those were the other two times he was a finalist. Shocking that he has never won an MVP. He's been one of the best players in baseball, again, since 2018 when he came up. And for him to not have an MVP to his name yet kind of surprises me. He hit a career-high 43 home runs, and he led the NL with 38 stolen bases. I know how hard he was trying to be a 40-40 guy while Soto was getting those garbage-time stolen bases for the Mets to try and get that. He more than tripled his previous career-high in steals, which was 12. He finished with 105 runs batted in, 120 runs scored, and Major League-leading 127 walks in, and a best on-base percentage of .396. Kind of a low on-base percentage year for the NL. Usually it feels like at least one guy gets it to over .400, but Soto was the NL on-base percentage leader at .396. So there are your three MVP finalists for the National League. Juan Soto, Kyle Schwarber, Shohei Ohtani. Really feels like it's between Ohtani and Schwarber. I would be shocked if either, you know, if Soto either finishes second or first. That would surprise me. I think he will be finishing third in Cy Young. Imagine if Juan Soto pitched too in MVP voting. All right, to the National League Cy Young Awards. Two guys that you should know. One guy that may surprise you. Give you a couple of seconds to think about it. All right. Obviously, Paul Skenes, could be on his way to following the Rookie of the Year in 2024 with a Cy Young. He's just so good. He had a 1.97 ERA this year. He's the first pitcher with an ERA under two since Justin Verlander in 2022. He collected 216 strikeouts, tied for the second most in the NL, and 187 and two-thirds innings pitched. Now, he didn't reach the 200 innings mark, as did one of the guys that's on this list that we will certainly all be pulling for, but Paul Skenes, it might not even matter. So the other candidates in the National League, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, 2025 World Series MVP, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, guy who was laying it all out there for his team, pitched like four times in the World Series. Just a crazy performance from him. He went 12-8 with a 2.49 ERA this season, 201 strikeouts and 173 and two-thirds innings pitched over 30 starts for the Dodgers. He's looking for his first Cy Young Award in MLB. Obviously, this is only his second professional season in Major League Baseball, so knocking on the door of his first Cy Young Award win, though I do not think he's going to win it. I think this award is between Paul Skenes and our guy. Phillies have two potential finalists for these awards, Schwarber for MVP, Sanchez for NL Cy Young, and just a Christopher Sanchez appreciation for a couple of minutes. Zach Wheeler's been the perennial Cy Young Award guy for the Phils, having an opportunity, it feels like, year in and year out. He goes down with thoracic outlet syndrome. You're not sure what the future holds for Zach Wheeler. And we've got a guy who just steps right into that spot and does everything you could have imagined and then some. Doesn't feel the pressure, does not cave, does not start having a couple of bad starts after he's thrust into being the ace of this baseball team. Chris Sanchez takes it and runs with it and finishes the season as a Cy Young Award finalist. I think I'd almost want this more than I would want Schwarber to win MVP. Because Schwarber in the MVP, you're going to have he's a DH and you know, really should have went to Ohtani, yada, yada. People are going to have those takes. But Chris Sanchez is being widely known as one of the best pitchers in baseball now. I mean, this is a guy that you looked at in 2021, 2022. He was coming up for the second start of a doubleheader and couldn't find the strike zone. And it was like, Jesus, this guy's on the mound for the second part of this doubleheader. Like, we're not winning this game. And the Phillies have turned him into one of the best pitchers in the game right now. First off, signed an extension for 4 years, $28 million last year. I don't know what his agent was thinking, but the Phillies got him on a bargain for a couple of more years after this one. I think that deal kicked into effect this season. So you've got Chris Sanchez for three more years at $7 million a year. Just very, very crazy that the Phillies got him on that deal. But he's become one of the best pitchers in the sport, man. One of the best pitchers in the sport. After Wheeler goes down due to injury, Sanchez becomes the ace for the team. He was finished 10th in the Cy Young Award voting last season. He had a career year, 13-5, 2.50 ERA, 212 strikeouts in 202 innings pitched. He finishes four strikeouts behind Paul Skenes. So let's take this into account. So he's four strikeouts behind Skenes. He's about 15 innings more than Skenes. He has more wins than Paul Skenes does, but what Paul Skenes has is he's got the ERA. It's below two. That's going to stand out a lot, and obviously he's the phenom. You know, Christopher Sanchez isn't necessarily looked at as a phenom quite the way that Paul Skenes is, so I think the award ends up going to Paul Skenes. I think the Phils are going to come up short in both of these categories. I think they'll both finish second in Schwarber and Sanchez. I think Schwarber will finish second in MVP voting, and Sanchez will finish second in Cy Young voting. But man, I think both guys have a legit shot at a potential upset win for their respective awards. And just a great, great season by both. Sanchez ranked third in the NL in ERA, fifth in strikeouts, and second in innings pitched. So a dominant year from Chris Sanchez, a very, very good year from Kyle Schwarber. Of course, none of it ends in a World Series. That doesn't end up in a World Series title, so we're clinging back to like we were in 21 when we were hoping Bryce was going to win the MVP. Now we're clinging to the offseason awards once again for these two guys, but I think that they have a legitimate shot at getting them. All right, so let's just recap real quick. The finalists for the regular season awards in Major League Baseball, American League MVP voting, Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh, and Jose Ramirez. National League MVP voting, Shohei Ohtani, Kyle Schwarber, and Juan Soto. NL Cy Young, Christopher Sanchez, Paul Skeens, and Yamamoto. And the AL Cy Young, Hunter Brown, Garrett Crochet, and Tarek Skubal. My predicted winners, Tarek Skubal for the American League Cy Young, Paul Skeens for the National League Cy Young, Cal Raleigh. I think he wins the AL MVP award, and I'll go Shohei Ohtani. I think he wins the National League Cy Young award. So there are your predictions for me. There are your finalists for these awards after the regular season is over. We'll find the results these, I believe, next week, if I'm doing my math correctly. I think these awards get announced the week of the 10th. So we will find out coming up about next week who wins all of these awards for baseball. And then we'll officially put a bow on the 2025 Major League Baseball season. Now, like I said in the beginning of the episode, that I wanted to just touch on a little bit of this World Series between the Dodgers and the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. I mean, it was one of the best World Series we've seen in a very, very long time. Series goes seven games. Game seven goes into extra innings. It was the first time that game seven went into extra innings since 2016, I believe, with the Cubs and with the Guardians, Indians at the time, Guardians now. That World Series was phenomenal. Obviously, the Cubs trying to beat the curse and trying to win the World Series for the first time in 100-plus years. 2 years prior to that, the 2014 World Series between the Royals and the Giants, that one also went seven games with the Giants taking home that World Series. 2019, that World Series went seven games. And if you remember, that World Series between Houston and Washington, the home team never won a game, which was crazy. It was the Nats win two straight in Houston to start. The Nats go back to Washington, and then the Astros take three there, and the Nats go back to Houston and win two games in a row to win that World Series. So that was a weird anomaly where the home team never won a game. And then this World Series in 2025 goes seven games, goes to extra innings in that seventh game. It was one of the best World Series of all time. I would say probably since 2016, you know, we haven't had a World Series quite that good, although 2019 was really good as well. So those three World Series, 2025, 2016, and 2019, all phenomenal, phenomenal World Series. And if you want to throw 2014 in there as well, that was a pretty darn good World Series too between the Giants and the Royals. But not often you get to see a seven-game World Series. Again, heartbreaking for the Blue Jays winning that game 4-2 in the eighth inning. Dodgers get a home run in the eighth. Dodgers get a home run in the ninth. By the way, Miguel Rojas hadn't got a hit in like a month, hadn't hit a home run in like over a month. So it was just like the most unlikely scenario. I've likened it to like if Johan Rojas hit a home run in the ninth inning of a World Series game seven for the Phillies to tie. Like that feels like that's how surprising it was for him to do that in that spot. Congratulations to him. Congratulations to the Dodgers. They are the best team in Major League Baseball for a second consecutive year. And again, heartbreaking for Jeff Hoffman. You know, he comes into that game 4-3 in the ninth. He gets the first out, I believe, via the strikeout, and all of a sudden runs the count full with Rojas and just hangs a breaking pitch in the middle of the zone. And, you know, those guys they're just going to hit those. And it was a no-doubter from Rojas. It didn't necessarily get out by a huge distance, but, like, you knew it off the bat that it was gone. And then Toronto, they have a chance in the bottom of the ninth inning. They had bases loaded and one out, and they work out of it. The crazy play by Andy Páez in center field to keep that game in extras. Him and Kike Hernandez collide at the warning track as Páez jumps up. It looked like the World Series was going to end on a collision in the outfield. Instead, Páez makes that catch, which was crazy. Also, had the batter before that, the ground ball to Miguel Rojas, where he throws home and gets the runner out. You had a real, real potential scenario where the World Series is ending on a potential umpire review. Now, if he had called him safe in the moment, if they had called Isaiah Connor Falefa safe at home plate in that specific scenario, you would have had to go to review and then uphold that call. So I honestly give the umpire a lot of props in that spot for making the call as out on the field. Now, granted, he was technically out, which is obviously helpful. He didn't make the wrong call. That would have been even worse if you call him out, go to review, they call him safe, and you got to end the World Series on a technicality like that. They call him out on the field. They go to review, remains out. So you had a weird chance for the World Series to end on an umpire review. And then the Páez play to keep the game going in extras. And even in the bottom of the 11th, they had first and third one out before Kirk hits into that double play on a ground ball to Mookie Betts. Just a really unfortunate scenario there for the Blue Jays. So Dodgers are the 2025 World Series champs. All right, next week we will talk about the finalists for these awards. We'll talk about what awards have been announced by the time of the recording next Tuesday, and we'll talk more offseason fills. 2025 is officially over. The baseball season is done. And we'll look forward to 2026 and look forward to some of the free agents the Phils are going to try to bring back and what their market is and all that jazz. So more of that coming up next week on another edition of Phillies Today. Until then, have a great rest of your week. Eagles and Packers coming up on Monday night this week. So a real good game there that you can be locked in on. Eagles 6-2, best record in the NFC, if I'm not mistaken. So we got a good football team in town to root for while the Phils are in the offseason. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your week. We will talk next Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.